Welcome to the Transform Sales Podcast, where forward-thinking business leaders come to share their experiences and ideas, learn from each other, and amplify their results together.
Hey guys, what's up? Amir Ryder here at the Transform Sales Podcast. We have the Sales Agency Spotlight series. We got a bunch of series. I'm glad I remember them all today. And I got my guest, CEO Steve Schmidt of Magnetic Software, the leader in content-led B2B lead gen. At least that's how I see you, man. How's it going today? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. It's good. It's good to be on the same page. Great to see your content. I know you guys are working like hard on it. That's like your passion right now. And you guys got a media agency essentially. So man, glad to be here. Glad to talk about this space and glad to just answer some questions and give some examples to help inform people
about your
marketplace. Yeah.
We're a media marketplace, but you are actually the seller that's listed in our marketplace, right? So people come to our marketplace to find. So you typically generate B2B leads, and you are one of the guys pioneering the content-led way of doing it, right? Versus just SDR body count. But I'd love to get a quick, brief introduction about you, your sales agency, and how you broke into the lovely industry. Would be awesome for viewers.
Real quick, thanks, Amir. 3 years, last 3 years, built an agency. Everybody wants leads, and so it's not necessarily hard to go find people who want to go pay you to do it. It's really hard to do it well. I had a lot of people in this space that I got to know, though, that I'm very grateful for. Amir, you're one of them, obviously. The agency summit that you put on, I felt was the first time where being face-to-face and seeing some of these people put life to it versus just a LinkedIn face, and it helped so much. So the community aspect is cool. So where that shift happened for me was like, oh, like Amir's not booking the summit by cold calling people or emailing them. Sure, there's a lot of that happening, but you did it with content, relationships. And so I said, well, how do we now, you know, I sold that company or whatever like that, that's done. Here I am. How do we create something and go, well, geez, we built our company not through cold calls and emails. We built it through content. And so like a lot of things, we've taken that model and said, gosh, we love SDRs. We're not saying get rid of them. We're saying send the SDR where the content's starting to resonate.
Yeah.
They start to have a lot more fun because it's not just this cold call and cold email.
I'm going to be even more specific because I saw it from a different angle. I watched Tidal, your sales agency, which was actually one of the agencies in our marketplace that we matched deals first during our pivot, right? So that when we first were experimenting with becoming like the Airbnb of outsourced sales, it was Tidal getting some deals. You cold called me, which was awesome. I remember the call at the perfect timing, great place. But you know, from what I extracted from like the outside view, what I saw is that your agency grew from 0 to 5 million ARR, give or take, right? That's the less important, but it was almost done from you as a leader creating content on LinkedIn and having inbound leads. My observation, right? What I observed, I could be wrong, right? And then you're like, hey, crap, this is a big gap where CEOs and leaders just aren't creating B2B lead gens. And I built a business going to 5 million in revenue. And I know the formula, and I'm going to productize it and make it a service and then offer it to your best fit clients, right? I think I know who your best fit clients are because I'm so intimate with what you're doing.
Yeah.
But I the point of this is for me to ask you. So
Who
are your best fit clients? Is it software SaaS? Is it people that have, you know, already half a million followers on LinkedIn, people that have zero, people that have 1,000? What does that look like?
It would be a company that comes into your marketplace and says, you know, I am a founder who has a strong vision or a desire to be in the space. I want to get out in front of people. So they have to want to drive the brand with a founder or at least somebody who is, call it an executive in the company, minimum CRO usually. Because that vision ties all the way back to everything else that lead gen does, right? We're going to go out and get that data. And then we're going to take that and try and intelligently say, okay, Amir, we just emailed 40,000 people. We're now looking at that data and going, huh, how do we match this? And then we take all the content that we're filming with you, all the posts that we're writing for you, all of your website, and we dump it into a machine and say, go find everybody out of these 28,000 people who actually this resonates with. And then we look at that and say, okay, those people are thought leaders. Okay, go get a mirror on the podcast. Then we produce a podcast for you. We tie that to the CRM and we say, now you have a rapport bridge. And by the way, that rapport bridge, Amir, can go backwards too. It's a funnel thing. Now you got a deal that's stalling. I go, huh, Amir, go get him on the podcast, right? And we find that that podcast bridge isn't just, hey, yeah, send me a proposal. It's you had him on a podcast, you got to know him a little bit, and they may or may not want a proposal, and they may go influence revenue somewhere else. And so we're still doing all the front end stuff, but we're trying to actually not only give you a second offer to go get someone in the funnel with the podcast, we produce that for you. And we try and get that revenue closed for you and we schedule it for you and get the data, but we also work on the offer. Cause I mean, I think the thing you would admit you've seen it is that, man, you can get a good company, good vision, whatever. If you don't have an offer in this time and place that people can take advantage of and then go, oh man, that's an offer I can't refuse. They'll refuse it. And I feel like that's the third thing is how do we give you three things? You want to meet and talk about the product? You want to get on a podcast and build rapport? Or do you want to take advantage of something that's too good to refuse? The client I'll reference real quick, software and services company. We've grown with them from three now to 3.5 million. We're going to stretch to 5 at the end of the year. Closed revenue with logos such as SAP, T-Mobile, big things that we would have never got on cold email alone. And we're pulling thought leaders and building YouTube channels, building communities, and then we're building pipeline out of that.
So you just got into the why, how, what, which I love because you're like me and you have a tremendous amount of energy and you're a practitioner. So I know that while you were actually just giving me that whole dump, you're actually thinking about executing in your clients. That's how my brain works. So I can see that on you. But essentially, it's basically a leader who has basically blue ocean opening for generating B2B content focused on their offer, right?
Someone like so you, Amir.
I appreciate it. I feel like I'm a beginner and I'm a journey. So I take the compliments only as I need to work harder and I need to get a cool freaking camera like yours that moves around with you. So I'm going to buy that next and your awesome mic. But essentially, it's a leader or CEO that really has a offer that has somewhat of product market fit and they're not really getting B2B. Like at the end of the day, it's somebody who's not generating B2B leads through their profile. That's the first thing, right? Boom. Yeah. You're not generating enough qualified leads to your profile. That would make you qualified for a sales agency like Magnetic. And then your approach is to get them on podcasts, thought leadership, all centered around a non-salesy offer, which I like that. Now
we build their podcasts for them. Sorry. So instead of trying to get them on others, we're building your podcast, giving your show name, designing your landing page as a lead magnet. Sorry, just to clear that up. So
That's clear. And obviously anybody who's listening, if you want to download the listing for Magnetic, it's going to be there on the link and you could download that information and go talk to Steve directly. But we're trying to make it crystal clear what you guys are offering. So it's not going on other people's podcast. It's creating your own, right? Which basically creates a channel that can generate B2B leads for years to come. And then it's through the profile, which makes sense to me. Talk to me about like a success story without mentioning the company's name, unless you can, right? Like we're not trying to pull the company's name, but like, tell me, almost walk me through like this digital case study without any confidential information where it's like, I helped this company that was this software service in this region with this, who wanted this goal, bought this service for me and got this in this amount of time. Almost like this, like talking through a confidential case study, if that makes sense. I think you could do this. I know you.
Yeah. Thank you. A privately held, small little 10-person software and services company. They trained people in negotiation and they had been following content for like a year and they came in and said, hey, can you help us? And it took 6 months before we were able to assemble this idea and figure out how we can attack their market. So 6 months they hired us for and they were patient enough to be spending a good amount of capital where all of a sudden they were able to 10x their investment. And they doubled down because they finally found out the way and the path to their audience was by building authority through podcasts and then taking that content and distribute it in channels where people read it, where people would find them mysteriously and suddenly go, oh, this seems to be more of a household name and we build trust. And that then developed the revenue stream of not just $1.9 million in funnel for Q4 alone. We're closing 52% of the revenue of people coming out of the podcast in 28 days or fewer, which means revenue velocity. Their average deal size is 100K-ish, give or take. But we're giving them an offer and we're saying, hey, Amir, here's the third leg of the offer. You don't have to buy anything. Thanks for being on the podcast. Here's a $6,000 value of a training ticket. Who do you want to send on your team to this negotiation masterclass so we can help you make a lot more money?
So this was a service company. It was a service company delivering.
Well, now we're bringing them into the funnel by training on the SaaS platform. So you have 2 days only and it's product-led growth because now they did all their training and go, wow, you trained me on how to do personality profiling and how to understand how to deal with Amir before I ever meet Amir and how to position and get a third and fourth tier offering. But I have to log into your system to go get it, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So anybody listening, we collect these case studies without names, and that's how we build matching density in the marketplace. So I know I remember you submitting this case study with me.
Yeah.
What I like about what you said is you actually focused on patience and time, right? I think most sales agencies will come in and be like, oh, not most, it's wrong. I think it would be wrong for you to say that because they don't, but sometimes there's a tendency from buyers to want now, right? Yeah. And I think that's one of the issues with the industry. That's why I created a marketplace to do dual site selling and tell a buyer like, hey, your expectation of a 15x ROI in 3 months doesn't make sense on a 6 month sales cycle. So we play that role. Yeah. So I love how when you came in here, you talked about a program that took 6 months. And for a lot of people, that would be scary from a time perspective, but from a actual, like, this is how the world really works.
Yeah.
I would be more scared of anything that takes less than 6 months, right? Especially building a podcast for a client from scratch, getting it working. And by the time ticks are, so I, anybody listening, like, that's just how, like when you talk to a sales agency that claims we can get things in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you're going to get 11x ROI. Like, that's where I get a little afraid. So I appreciate you starting off with a success story about a privately held company, right, in the United States, 10 employees. They had a SaaS launching program, but it took them 6 months to get this ROI, but they got the ROI. And that's the most important thing, is I think that anyone listening to this, what we're trying to do with these podcasts is to get a little more transparency where sellers like Steve can tell people the truth without the fluff, if that makes sense. And we, you know, our hope is that, like, people that have, you know, the real need, have the time frame, have want to do good business, can find the right sellers, right? So good buyers find right sellers. So I appreciate you kind of highlighting something that was a success story, but also focusing on, hey, it took 6 months. And what made them good was their patience, because that to me just shows that what you're looking for are teammates and not just people who are like, hey, I'm going to hire Steve. He's going to build a podcast. We're going to get a 7x ROI in a month. It's just not realistic, right? And this is where I follow up my next question, because you have a lot of experience with this through Tidal and your other agencies. You know, what are the three tips that you would give to buyers to increase the probability of achieving the results they want fast with an agency? And fast could be a year, 2 years, 3 years, right? You know, I think I'll replace fast with the right time. But what are the three tips you'd give them when they're like, hey, you know, I want to get B2B leads. I'm into B2B lead generation. I believe that content-led B2B then is the path for me. And now they're going to go to the market and they're going to go look for it. They're going to negotiate with a vendor. What tips would you give them as if you were on the buying side?
If I'm on the buying side, I want to make sure that I am aligned to the right solution. So if your thinking is more in line with predictable revenue or appointments or SDRs, and you're not wanting to get on camera, for example, we're not for you. And we would just say, like, we can't work with you. Like, that is our method. Because we deploy SDRs from the marketplace from all over the world into those models. And so, like, we're going to give you lead gen, but it's going to be different. And we're going to be honest.
Wait, Paul, for listeners, if you are not ready to contribute content to be the face of your company, it's probably not a good match for a B2B lead gen. What's point two?
Point two is right now, and you and I are talking and we're opening up. I see this as an opportunity in content to go from, to simplify it, two-dimensional content. You and I talking heads on Zoom, to how do we open up three-dimensional content? How do we get Amir walking down the street? How do we get him doing a live stream from the roof overlooking Medellin, so people start to see different angles of Amir? Because naturally, as we evolve, and this world's insane right now, but you know, and thoughts to my you know, friends and family, quite frankly, in Israel right now, because it's crazy. But like, the digital media side of it is we're so glued to it that if you are just like everybody else, like, don't even do it, because nobody's going to see it, and then you're going to get depressed and feel like you're worthless. Instead, pause, make a bunch of shitty content, put it up on YouTube, and you can delete it later. Like, I put up crappy posts and misspell things all the time. Like, I had to hire people in my company to protect myself from myself.
Yeah.
Just because I love to experiment with stuff all the time. Be patient enough to experiment. Be willing enough to get out there and realize that people want to get to know you. And number three is, cold calls and emails are great, but the second you make them, they go away. You make a YouTube video, you make a piece of content, you do it right, that's going to last forever. and it's going to drive leads. 5 years ago, Justin Michael, regardless of your opinion on that man, did something I thought was interesting. He wrote about the future of AI. Will it replace SDRs? Right now, it's still the number one searched item on Google because of the strength of SEO within LinkedIn. And nobody knows about this. By the way, I'll just say LinkedIn released a feature. You write a newsletter on it. Oh, by the way, now they include SEO for free. Nobody's even putting in the right keywords, and they don't even realize that a newsletter is an SEO strategy. So we go, oh, let's get you a newsletter strategy. They go, we don't have any subscribers. They go, that's right. And you're never going to get them unless you start right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You gave a lot of tips, and I like
it. That wasn't just three. That was like 47.
That doesn't bother me. I said for three, you can give five, because they're all actually valuable tips and tricks for people. I'll add to that, right? If anybody wants to do a newsletter, you know, there's just a lot of tools out there, technologies that can guide you. And obviously agencies ready to do done for you, right? So if you want to do it yourself, you got a lot of options these days. If you want it done for you, you got a sales agency. That's a big difference, by the way, between outsourcing and the concept of doing it in-house is done for you or done with you. And a lot of people don't realize that, right? Where it's like, hey, you could do some of this stuff, but if you don't have that motion of creating a podcast, doing this, it's a whole different business, right? Even us, like CloudTest, we're a media company in a way, a marketplace, and we can do video editing and that, but we outsource that. And I also work with Steve in content too. So I think that people need to understand that, hey, you might not have all these expertise in-house, but there are people ready to take, because your expertise is really your offer and your product and your fix. And I think when people start doing more and more and more, it dilutes from your offer, right? And that's the best part I think about working with agencies is you get to focus on your offering and your content versus the execution, right? So look, I'm like, you're doing some work for us too. I don't want to talk about that yet because I want to execute on it and just share some of the results that we get. But this has been awesome. I mean, anybody listening, if you're interested in the concept of lead generation or revenue generation, and you already got SDRs, you already got that motion going, and you're like, how do I get my content-led B2B lead gen growth? I would suggest that you start by visiting the marketplace, downloading the listing, go talk to Steve if you want help with any information. We're here to help you too. But Steve, where can people find you, follow you, connect with you to learn more? As I'll tell you right now, this is probably one of the most evolving spaces, because they're really just, the frameworks are new, the frameworks are changing, the rules are changing, right? Like, it's changing fast. And even something as little as, like, the other day, and you know this, right? You can comment on LinkedIn articles and be a thought leader and get a badge. People don't know this, right? I was fortunate. I got top voice in lead generation. I hope I
And now you get to find out if it works or not, because you probably don't know, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, so people need to keep up with the changes, but also new features that are happening. And that's kind of, for me, I don't want to sound like I'm pushing for an agency, because I've worked with both and they're both to me. But I feel like when things are changing faster, that's when an agency becomes more, I would say the right choice, because the rules are changing, right? And then the problem is that people who are really good at it typically are like Steve Schmidt and own an agency, right? So you typically have like this talent gap, right? Where if they're really good at it, they own their own agency, right? Or are about to, right? Anybody wants to find you and connect with you and learn from you and maybe LinkedIn. Meet you next year in Medellin if you're coming.
Yeah, I'll be in Medellin. I'm going to be in Phoenix a week from today. I'm going to put on a workshop on triangulated targeting. It's just going to be fun. But they can find me on LinkedIn. I have a link tree. And if you click on that, you can see how you can add your own link tree. Amir, I know you're doing that. That's a whole powerful lead magnet. So once you click on that, I think you'll understand maybe more about what I'm talking with content-led. It's not just a link that says contact us. You get to see what we're doing. So you just go to click LinkedIn and more content.
Yeah. I'm like, at the end of the day, you can follow Steve, learn from Steve. And you could try to do it yourself by emulating what Steve is doing. That's normal. That's fine. But if you want it done for you and you're a real business with real revenue goals, then you contact the pros, right? That's kind of how all services work, whether it's legal, accounting, right? It's the same thing in the B2B Legion world. Steve, I appreciate what you've been doing for the industry. I appreciate your transparency. For those that don't know Steve, Steve talks about his successes and his failures equally plain. He'll talk about them both. And I love that, because I think a lot of people shy away from their failures and only push their success. But Steve is somebody who'll tell you the truth about his mistakes and how he learned from it. And I find that to be the people that I follow and I listen to. But that's it, Steve. I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to let you help other people out there, create some content. Thanks, everybody, thank you for tuning in to the Transform Sales Podcast, the Sales Agency Spotlight Series. We got our B2B lead gen content leader, Steve Schmidt. Thank you so much, dude.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.